morning and welcome to Ireland Protect with me, John Morley. This morning we look at the Hare's Corner with Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer with Galway County Council. If you want to get a comment in the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086-3833-553. Email irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie and phone reception on 0917-70077. For more information on this initiative by IBI and Commissioner Mann, go on to irishprotect.ie where you can take the Ecological Footprint Calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on episode 45 of Ours to Protect. Good morning and welcome to Ireland Protect with me, John Morley. I'm delighted to say I have in studio with me Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer with Galway County Council. Rosina, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for joining us in Ireland Protect. Talk to us about the Hare's Corner, because I know you've got a great uptake on it.
Thanks, John. Yeah, we've had an amazing response to the Hare's Corner. So this is a project that we are running, Galway County Council are running, in partnership with Burnbeo Trust, and we are offering people a hassle-free support for taking actions to support nature on their land. So what we did is we opened it out to people across County Galway, and we said, look, we offered them a suite of measures. We said there's options of ponds, putting in a heritage orchard or mini woodland, and plants for nature and plants for peatland. So lots of different really practical supports for people. And the as I said, the response was phenomenal. Like, people were particularly interested in the plan for nature. So really what that tells me is that people want to do something, but they're not exactly sure what to do. So the plan for nature will offer them a support for your walk. They walk through your land with an ecologist, and that this then they're able to give really practical, specific measures for your land. So it might be, look, you know, you have a nice bit of woodland there behind you, and maybe the few fields back the way. And if you built a hedgerow, that would create extra connectivity. Or, do you know, if you scrape back the soil there, that's going to create potential habitat for nesting solitary bees. Or it could be that, you know, maybe you need to look at maybe cutting your grass a bit different so that you're supporting pollinators there, or maybe putting in a pond. Ponds are great for biodiversity. So that was another initiative that got a great attraction. And that is like you're creating a new ecosystem in your garden or in your land, and then you're supporting a whole range of other species, particularly invertebrates, that can use this in your land. And again, it's a really practical measure of supporting biodiversity. Like this Hare's Corner project is being supported by the Local Biodiversity Action Fund from the MPWS. And this is part of the whole government, whole of society approach to supporting biodiversity. You know, it's not just up to Galway County Council to support it or the person on the ground. We all have to pull together. So that's really what this Hare's Corners project is about. It's about everybody working together to make a difference for biodiversity.
Mm. And there was huge uptake for it. Was that in the farming community or just rural dwellers or a mix of both?
So what we saw was that it was private landowners were the primary people that applied for it. If there were farmers applying, they couldn't be in receipt of grants because you can't double fund something. So primarily it was private landowners. But interestingly, we also had a great response from community groups and schools. And that's, I'm really pleased with that, because, you know, that's really where you get an impact. The more people that are involved with the project, the message spreads wider, and they bring this, if it's through a club, they bring that message home to their families, and it just, you get real value for the project, and there's a sense of ownership on the project as well if it's a community group. And yes, I was really pleased to see so many schools and community groups apply for these initiatives. Yeah.
And this one is closed for applications, but I do know you're doing public consultations on whether people would like further initiatives like this.
Yeah, exactly. So look, this has had a we've really hit on something here, I feel, and we're giving people the opportunity to say, well, what's important then? We're creating a new heritage and biodiversity plan for County Galway. So we're running a series of public consultations across the county. So today in Abbey Community Centre at 11 a.m, people can go down and say what's important to them on, with regards to biodiversity. Do they want to see more workshops, more hair corners coming across the county? Then tonight in Ballygar Courthouse at 7 p.m. And tomorrow then in Uachtaráin Courthouse at 11 a.m. And then J.K. Jean in Unacht Éireachta in Letchermallen at Hainjig, there'll be consultation there as well. So plenty of opportunities. And then if people want to just even email into heritage@galwayco.ie by Monday the 29th, they can even just tell us what they'd like to see in the Heritage and Biodiversity Plan.
And what is the most important thing about pilots and initiatives like the Hare's Corner? Is it actually doing the changes to the small bits of land, or is it, as you said there, spreading the message and changing people's habits? What's the most important aspect of it?
Well, I think that definitely changing people's mindsets is really, really important. And like, if you, like, I'm only one biodiversity officer, I'm only one person, but if we can help create all these people that can help spread the news and the right message for us, then that's way more powerful. And, you know, if you have your neighbour or your friend telling you what they've done in their garden or on their land to help biodiversity and how they've made a practical difference, then I see that as being hugely valuable. Possibly, I feel that with the biodiversity crisis, that it can feel totally overwhelming, but by taking small practical measures, it can make a difference. It's like an ink blot effect as well. Like, as all these people taking small measures across the county, it'll spread, and it'll spread out through County Galway, and we'll see that it will have a positive impact. So I think these pilots are good. It's also, with the Burn Bio Trust, we're linking in to make sure that we're getting best scientific practice and advice, you know. And that's hugely important, that we are getting... It's, people are not just thinking that they're doing the right thing. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I'll plant some wildflower seeds. That's not the best scientific advice. That's actually can often be more harmful. So really what we're doing here is we're giving people really solid advice, and through the support of all these agencies coming together, like Burn Bio Trust and the Heritage Council and the MPWS. And we've also had business support as well. So Green Coat Renewables have also come on board to support this project. So it's really showing that everybody's coming together to work for making a difference for biodiversity in County Galway.
Just the name, the Hare's Corner, why that?
Okay, so the Hare's Corner is a lovely phrase. It's an old phrase relating to maybe a corner of the field that was a bit wild, and the farmers used to just leave it and let it there for nature, and like the hares would often like the longer grass. They don't burrow underground, so they'd be there hiding in this little corner and leaving a bit for nature. And it's just a lovely concept, and it's not a huge impingement on people. It's there just saying all we need is a small bit, and all of it adds up together to make a difference, John.
And if people want to get more information on projects like this, where's the best place of getting it?
So I think the best place, we have very active social media pages. So if they go on to Facebook, Galway County Biodiversity Office, or on Instagram. So not alone are we promoting our own initiatives, but also plenty of initiatives happening with other community groups around the county. So for example, Biodiversity Week is coming up next month, the 17th to the 26th of May. So if you keep an eye on our social media, we're going to be promoting events that are happening right across the county, also promoting information that links people with best advice. So definitely keep an eye on our social media, or if they want to get onto our mailing list, they can email biodiversity@galwayco.ie. We'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer with Galway County Council, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thank you very much, John.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.